This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
Oh my gosh. I can't take it. We could sell tickets to the off-air humor during the breaks. Oh, my gosh. That was a good one. That was a really good one. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, if they could only hear what we talk about in the break, I'd be off the air. That'd be the end of my career. So I do want to point out, because we just had Dr. John Lott as the guest, that I believe the 2020 election was stolen in every fiber of my body. I believe any candidate that won't admit it's stolen should never win a single Republican primary in this country. I believe that we've got to ask every single candidate, was the election stolen, and hold them to it. If they're pin them down. If they say anything other than yes, if they say no, it wasn't stolen, or I don't know, or I don't think it was, or I think maybe it was, but there's no proof, we can't overturn it. If they stumble and bumble for an answer, anything but a strong, resounding yes, they have no right to win a Republican nomination in any primary in the country. So that's my number one thing. Everybody listening, and it's really quite amazing. I mean, like I said, I was at a party last night. And they were three separate people who, one gal said, I can't believe you're Wayne Root. I listen to you every day. But another two also said, the Wayne Root, the Wayne Root on the radio? I listen to you all the time. They didn't talk about the way I look or anything like that. That other gal was getting involved, and I can't believe how good you look. I didn't think you looked like that. But the other two were just like, oh, my God, you're my hero. You're my idol. I listen to you every day. And today, my wife was out walking the dog, and I came outside just when she was coming home, and she was with another woman who was a woman in the neighborhood, lived like five houses down. It turned out, I don't know who the woman was, and Cindy says to me, come out and meet her. Her husband loves you. And I came out. She said, my husband listens to you every day. He thinks you're a god. And I get this every day wherever I go. People make statements like that. You're a god. You're my god. I love you. You're incredible. I'm telling you, the entire Vegas and people all over this country listen to me, and I'm telling you the election was stolen. Okay, if you don't believe the election was stolen, you should turn off the radio right now. Don't be my fan anymore. Don't listen anymore. Because if you can't see the election was stolen, you're blind. You don't deserve to listen to me. That's how strongly I believe the election was stolen. That's how strongly I believe that we have open borders and the country's being ruined through open borders. It's the Cloward-Piven program to ruin the country that I learned at Columbia University. Get everybody on welfare. Just overwhelm the system and overwhelm the economy and collapse the economy because everyone's on welfare. And then once the economy's collapsed, America becomes a socialist nation. That's what they're doing with the open borders on May 23rd. With title, is it 42 or 43? I think it's Title 42, right? And it's on May 23. But in any case, yeah, it's Title 42 on May 23. It gets very confusing. There's a lot of things to remember. But all I could tell you is it's a very scary situation. It's beyond belief scary. And they're trying to ruin the country. And they did it with a stolen election. I bring all this up because Arizona Republicans passed HB 2492, I think it was over the weekend. It was certainly reported over the weekend. Maybe they did it on Friday. We're requiring all Arizona voters to provide proof of citizenship upon registering to vote. That is great news. There's very few people who say what I say. Because, first of all, I live in Las Vegas, and it's like we're overwhelmed by illegal immigrants, and almost every one of them is from Mexico or Central America. They're all Hispanic illegal immigrants. I have nothing against Hispanics. I love Hispanics. Hardest working people I've ever seen. And polls show that Hispanics, Hispanic men are overwhelmingly pro-Trump and willing to be Republicans now. Hispanic women overwhelmingly Democrat. When you mix together, Hispanics are 50-50 in every poll. So things are moving very strongly in the right direction. So I'm not against Hispanics. I'm against illegal aliens. And in Las Vegas, most Hispanics you meet are not legal and not citizens, and yet they're all voting because they register when they get their driver's license at DMV. They're automatically registered to vote. So we've got to stop them from voting if they're illegal and they're not citizens. That has nothing to do with being Hispanic. It has to do if you're Russian, if you're Israeli, if you're Jewish, if you're Scottish. I don't care what you are. If you are not a citizen, you have no right to vote. We've got to stop this. So Republicans in the Arizona legislature passed a critical election integrity bill that requires all voters to provide evidence of citizenship to be properly registered to vote. It was a bill sponsored by Representative Jake Hoffman, thank God. And it applies to federal-only voters who are... who are not required to show this documentation when registering to vote. So in Arizona, I guess everyone else is required to provide this documentation. I don't know, but certainly in Nevada, they're not. They're not. You automatically get registered to vote when you go to DMV. So it says currently there's 13,077 federal-only voters actually registered in Maricopa County, and proof of citizenship is not required for these voters to vote in federal elections, and Trump lost the state by only 10,000 votes. The new law will require federal-only voters to provide their citizenship before voting or receiving a ballot in the mail, and it was signed into law by the governor on Wednesday. But I just don't understand, why is it only for those federal-only voters, and what does that mean to be a federal-only voter? That's my question. So I don't know exactly, but I know that's a step in the right direction. That's good. So step in the right direction. The other big news as far as illegal elections, I know Wisconsin is now completely, clearly a stolen state, a rigged and stolen state. On 100 levels, you know, they only won Wisconsin by 10,000 votes or so, I believe, the Democrats. And they had 200,000 people that voted in a way that they've never allowed to vote before. And they had, there were like 20 different kinds of fraud in Wisconsin. And nursing homes, rampant fraud in nursing homes. Every nursing home had 100% turnout. And a lot of these are people that their children and grandchildren are willing to verify by affidavit that their grandfather or grandmother doesn't even think or speak anymore, you know. So it's just incredible to think that they were voting, and they all happened to vote for Joe Biden. Everyone in a wheelchair can't think anymore votes for Joe Biden. Isn't that a funny coincidence? I guess it could be true, because the non-thinking voter goes for Joe Biden because Joe Biden can't think anymore. He said over the weekend he referred to his wife as the vice president under Obama for 8 years. I swear to you, Joe Biden over the weekend said that Jill was the vice president under Obama for 8 years. He's lost his marbles. He's not there anymore. He's moved out. His head is vacant. His brain has moved out. There's nobody home when you knock on the ear. Democrats have been implicated in Georgia. Georgia ballot traffickers were using Democrat officials' offices as stopping points during ballot drop runs. So it's really amazing. In late January, Dinesh D'Souza released the trailer for his upcoming movie, 2,000 Mules. And True the Vote worked with Dinesh D'Souza to create this bombshell movie that uses footage and tracking data they obtained of ballot boxes in key states across America used to steal the election. And 100% Fed Up added this on the investigation in January. Using commercially available geo-tracking cell phone data, True the Vote was able to take footage from drop boxes across America in key states like Georgia to track over 2,000 mules wearing gloves and disguises to stuff ballot boxes. Wow. What happened is so incredible, and this election was so stolen. The Gateway Pundit shared never-before-seen ballot drop box surveillance video, 24 terabytes of footage, with the election integrity group True the Vote as in their ongoing investigation, and 100% Fed Up assisted in all of this, and it's just clear the election was stolen. just clear. They saw some of these mules would visit these boxes, drop boxes, every night, and then go to Stacey Abrams' headquarters and then go back to the drop boxes. I knew Stacey Abrams was right in the middle of all of this. All of it. Just incredible. Georgia was stolen. Wisconsin was stolen. Michigan was stolen. Arizona was stolen. Nevada was stolen. And Pennsylvania was stolen worse than any of them. Trump had an 800,000 vote lead on election night. Impossible they could ever overcome it. And that's where it comes in that there was the USPS, United States Postal Service, driver who said under sworn affidavit that he drove 280,000 ballots from Long Island, New York to Pennsylvania. And they were all blank, and they were filled in later and handed in as part of the total to overcome that 800,000. I mean, it's just incredible how that election was rigged and stolen. And, you know, when you talk about Disney and what's going on in this country, Biden urges parents to affirm your child's transgender identity. Over the last few days and hours, the amount of press conferences by Democrats and by Biden and by Disney and by gay activists that are all so in conspiracy with each other to teach your children in kindergarten through third grade about transgender issues and transgender sex and gender identity. And basically grooming your children to flip them. And you say, well, you can't flip someone. You know, you're basically right. I don't think you can really flip someone. You're born the way you are. If you're like 18 years old, you can't flip them. If you're 20 years old, you can't flip them. If they're 25, you can't flip them. Any more than Christian groups who try and flip you back. You know, they try and take people and put them under intense counseling to convert them from gay to straight again. It's ridiculous. People are born what they're born. But you can convert little children from kindergarten to third grade. At that point in their lives, they can be brainwashed. And they can and are converted. And in Austin, Texas, I talked to you about this on Friday. In Austin, Texas, they did it. 66% of a classroom after LGBT week came out as gay, lesbian, or transgender. Sickening.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Danville Investments sponsored this segment of the show. Inflation at its highest level since the 1980s, but people in the know understand it's higher than that. It's much higher than that. It's probably the highest it's ever been in the history of the United States. Inflation is just wild because of Biden destroying the energy industry and locking down the energy industry. And all the money he's handed out with bailouts for the COVID pandemic, all the money to keep you unemployed, to keep you sitting at home. And just money has flooded the United States economy. And it's just frightening. All the money that he's given out to bail out corporations, all the money that's been printed to pay the bills when we're so far in debt, just have exploded inflation. Gas prices up, energy prices up, grocery prices up. And we're not talking 5% or 10%, but 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80% plus. Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call 800-384-41, 800 toll-free, 384-41. Tangible has 40 years' experience and billions of dollars in transactions under their belt. Call 800-384-41. If you say the words war, Wayne Allyn Root, you are guaranteed the best prices in the United States of America and the best customer service anywhere in this country. Call Tangible now, 800-384-41. So, Christopher Rufo is a conservative columnist, and he exposes why demonic Disney is so obsessed with grooming kids, and it's sick. Journalist Christopher Rufo has put together a compilation of examples of the hideous nature of the Disney company culture by highlighting sexual perversion by their employees. Sadly, this list is only made up of the employees of Disney that we know were caught
How many perverts working for Disney continue to rape children today, but they haven't been caught yet? And the more important question is how much Disney's corporate leadership knows about their company's inherent depravity. Disney has presented itself as the moral voice for children, but a shocking number of its employees have been arrested for child sex crimes. Disney employee Robert Kingsolver was arrested for soliciting sex from undercover agents posing as a 14-year-old girl. He said, quote, "I work for Disney, so I love to see dads having fun with their daughters." Wow. Disney concierge Alan Treister was arrested for soliciting sex from undercover agents posing as a 14-year-old boy. He admitted to chatting about performing, I'll just say, a form of sex on the boy. Disney has had employees arrested for child sex crimes in 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. In other words, every single year for the past decade. Disney employee Paul Fazio was arrested for 50 counts of possession of child pornography, including multiple scenes of nude prepubescent children engaging in sexual activity with adults. Oh my God, how disgusting. Disney character actor Paul Hoogerson was arrested for soliciting sex from undercover agents posing as a 13-year-old boy. "I work with kids," he told the police. "I love kids. I just have a strong connection with kids." Disney World employees Justin Hazen and Alandra Sims were arrested and charged with a total of 40 counts of child porn depicting victims as young as 4 to 5 years old. Disney Cruise employee Olivier Lovat was arrested for molesting a 10-year-old boy on the ship's Oceaneer Kids Lab. Disney Cruise Ship employee Milton Braganza was caught on camera molesting an 11-year-old girl, but Disney authorities allegedly told security to keep your mouth shut, allowing the man to evade arrest. Wow, this is just crazy. Disney employees Savannah Lawrence and Jonathan McGrew were arrested for soliciting a threesome with undercover agents posing as a 13-year-old girl. "Our fantasy is to play stepdad, stepdaughter, and stepmother," they said in an online chat. I mean, you got to really think about this for a minute. You know, I'm a macho male guy. Other than my own 4 kids, I don't really like kids. I don't want to be around kids. I don't like theme parks. I don't like Disney. I can't stand screaming children. That's what a normal guy is like. If you're a guy and you want to work at Disney and be around kids all day, I think there's a good chance something's wrong with you and you're a child molester. I think any man that wants to be around little boys or little girls, there's something wrong. It's just something wrong with that. Now, women are completely different. Women are motherly. So I can understand women want a job as a school teacher around little kids, teach kindergarten. Women want to work at Disney. Women want to dress up as Mickey Mouse or Mickey Mouse's wife. What's her name? Minnie Mouse. Right? I can understand that. But a guy, a grown man, wants to work at Disney World and play with little kids all day? Something's wrong with that person. It's just not normal. So now you know why Disney is so obsessed with grooming kids. Because it seems like, it's my opinion, it's an opinion show, allegedly, it seems like the people that work at Disney are all busy grooming kids.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chair Durbin, the votes are 11 yeas, 11 nays. It's a tie vote.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is deadlocked on the nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats hold a razor-thin majority in the full Senate and will pull procedural levers to call a confirmation vote. Jackson is expected to be confirmed by the full Senate later this week. Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its second month, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns Russia is preparing to prolong the conflict if they achieve any military success in eastern Ukraine.
Russia could then use any tactical successes it achieves to propagate a narrative of progress and mask or try to discount or downplay prior military failures.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, Wayne LaRouche. Welcome back. The Biden administration, by the way, a new report is out is about to demand colleges erase women's sports and the difference between men and women. It's a long story. I'll read it later in the show. I'm not going to get into all of the details as we speak, but it looks like all the protections for women's sports are going to be gone, and they're going to fight on behalf of men who either have changed to a woman or claim they're women, identify as women, playing in women's sports. They think that's an issue to die on the hill over, and I love it, and I think Democrats, I just hope and pray that Democrats are excited about that issue and that they play on that for the midterms in November. Because, boy, remember Virginia? It was all about the mama bears. The women all came out because they were angry at things going on in school with their children, masks and vaccine mandates and lockdowns and learning online instead of in person. Their kids are getting shortchanged with their education, and mama bears came out. All the women, the mothers of Virginia, came out and voted for the Republican. And the same thing's going to happen in November. It's going to be the year of the mama bear. Democrats are just blind, deaf, and dumb. They're playing into this Disney fantasy, excuse the pun, that, you know, the same ideas that Disney's playing into, that the average mother or father, parent in general, is going to be accepting of teaching kids about gay and lesbian and transsexual and changing your sexual identity and grooming your children to change over. All of that is okay from kindergarten to third grade. And if they want to make that a big issue, let's go for it, man. I love it. We've got a guest on. From time to time, I get local guests because I'm here in Las Vegas, and I've got a soft spot for Las Vegas. And we've got some politicians here who I think are good politicians who are deserving of some national exposure, but also my show dominates afternoon drive time in Las Vegas, and I think they're deserving of everyone in Vegas knowing them. So we've got Victoria Seaman on, a Las Vegas City Councilwoman running for re-election in Ward 2. Our website is victoriaseaman.com, S-E-A-M-A-N, victoriaseaman.com. Victoria, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Oh, Wayne, it's so good to be back. How are you? How was Mar-a-Lago? My gosh.
Mar-a-Lago was wonderful, but even more importantly, I'm going back to Palm Beach. I don't know if you heard, but I'm going back on Sunday because on Monday, Club 42, which is the largest Trump club in the world and has the biggest Republican speakers in the entire United States once a month, come there and speak in front of an audience of thousands, and they picked me for their April 11th event. And Trump found out about it. And Donald Trump himself said, Wayne Root is speaking on April 11th? Can I come? And they were like, sure. And they thought he meant, you know, be in the audience. And he said, no, I mean, I want to be on the stage with Wayne. And so it's now a Wayne Root Donald Trump event.
And well deserved.
Yeah, that, and it sold out in 20 minutes, 2,000 tickets sold. So it's going to be a Root Trump event, or maybe he would call it a Trump Root event, I'm sure. But it's happening a week from today, next Monday. At this time, by the way, it's at 6 o'clock East Coast time through about 9 o'clock. So we'll actually be speaking on stage at this time, so Trump and I. So anyway, Victoria, all's good with me. All's bad with the country. And I think it's getting pretty bad with Las Vegas. Crime. Crime is rampant. When an off-duty cop gets killed in Vegas on the Strip, what chance do the rest of us have if an off-duty cop can't even defend himself? What do we do about this rampant crime on the Vegas Strip?
Well, and that's what people don't realize, is that elections have consequences. These people in legislature who want to, justice reform and no bail, crime is rampant because there's no consequences for your actions. And this is a big problem. And I and my husband, our team, has been walking Summerlin, where you and I both live, and we know that crime is on the rise. Not violent crimes, but property crimes. And why is that? Because, you know, there is no consequences. These people are right back on the street committing crimes the minute they get arrested. Metro's doing a great job. People don't realize. Their hands are tied. So elections sure do have consequences.
And by the way, you said property crimes are up, not violent crimes. I think you meant in Summerlin, but on the Strip, violent crime is what the problem is. And throughout the city, I know that I think violent crime is actually throughout the city
either down or even, but murder is dramatically up. So there's a lot of aspects of violent crime that are up too, just not in Summerlin where we live, which is a beautiful, safe area. There's a lot of burglaries in Summerlin and break-in robberies, but you're not seeing murders, thank God. But man, on the Strip, you are seeing murders, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you said, when an off-duty police officer gets killed, who is safe? And that's why it is so important to keep conservatives on the city council, because we don't ever want to see defunding of police. On the contrary, I want to make sure they have all the resources they need to counter the crime. And again, we need to really expose these legislators who are lenient on crime, because that's a big problem. That's why crime is up.
Right. Well, that's because Nevada has a Democrat legislature. Both the Senate and the Assembly are both Democrat. Governor, Democrat. Most of the major offices, Democrat. And that's the reason that you can't, you know, overturn a rigged election. That's the reason you can't overturn these terrible crime waves. That's the reason that we had masks and vaccine mandates for so long. It's all Democrats in charge. Thank God you are a Republican voice of sanity on the Las Vegas City Council. But it's not enough. We've got to get more Republicans, not just get you reelected, but we also need more Republicans to come to join you. So we've got a little cavalry behind you. Do you think we have a good year we're looking at in November? You think this is one of those midterm elections where we get a red wave in Nevada?
Yes, but all I want people to understand that there are three Republican council seats right now, the most we've ever had at one time, and all three of them are up for re-election. The Democrats are safe until 2024, but the Republicans, all three seats are up. I'm the only incumbent, and the other two are open seats. I'm really pushing to win in the June 14th election with a 50 plus one, so I can put my resources into the other two seats, which is Ward 4 and Ward 6. We need to keep our Republicans in office in the city council. It is, I can't tell people how important it is, since we are the ones that can, you know, defund police. It's the city council. So I encourage everyone to get out and vote and make sure they, you know, look at how this crime has consequences.
Yeah, I mean, look, forget about defunding police. I'm the cheapest guy in the world when it comes to government spending, right? I want to cut spending, except when it comes to police. I want to spend more and more and more on police, because nothing's more important than our safety. Anyone who drives to a bad neighborhood, a dangerous neighborhood, or if you drive downtown and you see some of the areas where all the homeless are living, you know, it's scary. Then you drive through Summerlin, which is a safe neighborhood. You go, this is what you want every neighborhood to look like. It's nice to drive through Summerlin. You feel like you're taking your life in your hands when you drive through bad neighborhoods in Las Vegas. I was in one, I'm not going to say why, but I was in an actual bad neighborhood last night in Las Vegas, and it's depressing to see the garbage on the side of the street and the homeless people walking around and thugs who look like they're ready to kill you walking down the street. If you ever had a flat tire, you feel like you might be dead. In Summerlin, you always feel safe. That's your district, and I wish we could make every district look like that. I think the way to do that is to hire more policemen, not defund them, but refund them and additionally fund them.
Exactly. I am on board with that, and that is a priority for me as city councilwoman, is to make sure that public safety is always number one.
All right, and you talked about elections having consequences. Obviously, the single biggest problem besides crime affecting the people in your district would be gas prices and inflation of all kinds, grocery prices, gasoline in your car, you know, heating your home, electric bills in your home. All of it is very scary. Electricity bills and energy bills, of course, affect all your grocery prices because you have truckers bringing the food to the market. So what are your thoughts on the economy and inflation and how it's impacting the average middle-class person in Las Vegas?
Well, as I said, we're out walking door-to-door, so it's affecting everyone. And I'm hoping for a big red wave, because I think people realize that it's the policymakers that we have in office right now that is causing the inflation. And I think whether it be Democrats, independents, nonpartisans, I think now they're starting to see the policies of this administration. And, of course, you know, in our own state, because we have a complete Democrat Senate and Assembly, almost a supermajority, and a governor. So I think you're going to see a big red wave. I think people are starting to understand that it's these policies that just plain simply don't work. Across this nation, you see the Republican states and cities now that are thriving. But, you know, when you've got somebody in the White House that is, you know, and you have a majority Democrat-run Senate and Congress, you know, inflation and the economy, what's happening today is going to trickle down regardless of what's happening on the state level.
And crime.
Oh, yeah, and this is, I meet with Metro once a week, and, you know, their hands are completely tied to what's going on due to the policies. And that's what I try to help people understand. We had a big discussion with Metro at our breakfast buzz, War 2 Biz, about crime. And I try to make people understand that there's only so much Metro can do. You're going to have to look at how you're voting at the polls and who you're voting for and what their policies are towards bail reform and justice reform at the cost of what happened in our city a week ago with an off-duty police officer who lost his life and he spent his life serving.
Victoria, we're on the run, up against the break. I want everyone to remember you can contact her at victoriaseaman.com, victoriaseaman.com, Victoria Seaman, a Las Vegas City Councilwoman who has made sure that the police were not defunded. We got to get her reelected. Thank you, Victoria. Thanks for coming on.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And that's probably the response we're getting from Wayne when it comes to doing a segment on time. All right, you know what? This is the part where I hijack the show. Wayne will be back here. I'm going to send him a little quick text. He's on the air. This segment of the show brought to you by The Clock. Yes, friends, when you have a radio show to do, we invite you to this thing called The Clock.
I'm here.
Oh, look who's here. It's Wayne.
What am I, 10 seconds late?
No, you're like 45 seconds late.
Oh, what have you been entertaining my audience with?
Well, I'm telling you, this show is, the segment of the show is brought to you by The Clock. For those of you who may not know when to get where they have to be, when they have to be, we have this new product called... It's theclock.com. You can also find it at Root for America or rootforaclock.com.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Chris. Are you here now?
Yes, I'm here now. Thank you, Chris.
Monday, April 4th, 2022, 53 after the hour. Thank you.
I'm glad you found something to talk about. I'm glad that...
Well, one of us should.
Yes, this is always clock information. So I told everyone I would talk about the Biden administration demanding colleges erase women's sports. President Joe Biden's Department of Education expected to finalize changes to Title IX rules in the coming weeks to expand the definition of discrimination beyond sex to also include sexual orientation and gender identity. The rule changes will have seismic implications, setting off not just state versus federal showdowns over state laws barring biological males from competing in women's sports, but also how college campuses handle sexual harassment charges and due process. And while these changes have been anticipated since Biden took office, last week the Washington Post reported the first look at the draft copy of the proposed language, which includes this key sentence. Discrimination on the basis of sex includes discrimination on the basis of sex stereotypes, sex-related characteristics including intersex traits, pregnancy or related conditions, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Candace Jackson, who was Department of Education Deputy Counsel General during the Trump administration, says that these two major changes to both the definition of discrimination and the definition of what constitutes sexual harassment will overlap in severely detrimental ways. It's going to affect people's ability on campus to talk about or debate about single-sex spaces on campus like women's sports. All of a sudden, you're in a position where even having a discussion or even trying to advocate for keeping women's sports, women, could get you called a sexual harasser. Jackson said loosening the definition of sexual harassment moves beyond handling alleged rapes and into the realm of academic freedom. You're now talking about the ability on campus to have important discussions on what gender identity discrimination really means. She expects states to refuse to back down as they have on other issues where the federal government wields its funding hammer. Let's hope she's right, and then it's going to turn into a Supreme Court showdown. But this administration, I keep using the term hill to die on, and I want to make sure nobody, and I mean nobody, misconstrues what I'm saying, like right-wing watch or media matters. I'm not advocating violence. I'm not advocating Democrats should die on this hill physically, but they should die on this hill politically. It's a famous saying. They've chosen this hill to die on. Let's hope that they go all the way. Let's hope they all believe in their demented little mentally ill minds, radical communist evil minds. Let every Democrat believe that everyone's on their side. Let them be delusional. Everybody wants women's sports to be filled with males who identify as women. Everyone wants their children, their daughters, to be on school buses with boys who identify as girls. And in the locker room and in the showers with boys who identify as girls. And in the bathrooms and with boys who identify as girls. And take away their medals and take away their scholarships and take away their trophies. And let's hope every Democrats believe everybody. Every parent wants their child from kindergarten to third grade to be brainwashed to be gay and lesbian and transsexual and change their sexual orientation or just change their sexual identity. Convince every little boy to be a little girl. Little boys should come to school wearing pink with high heels and pearls. I hope Democrats do that. I hope they die on that hill politically. I'm not saying physically. Not literally physically die, but politically die. Politically, they've got to die on that hill. That's what they want. This is the battle they want. Let's give it to them. There's no parents that want this. And as Tulsi Gabbard said, we need to take this bill from Florida and expand it in every state to 12th grade. You have no right in school to be talking about whether someone is gay or straight, or who they identify with, or what they identify as, or whether they should change their sexual identity. No right at all. Through 12th grade. It's not school's job. So it's not only not controversial to ban it from kindergarten through third grade, it should be expanded to 12th grade. And it should be in every state in this country. It should be in Las Vegas, Nevada, in Clark County. You're banned from critical race theory. You're banned from calling any race evil. You're banned from calling America's history evil. And you're banned from telling little children that boys should be girls and girls should be boys. And that it's okay to choose whatever you'd like. Even have surgery without your parents' permission. There's the hill Democrats want to die on. Go ahead, baby. Die on that hill.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.